Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're about to empower you. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer and I have a great show. Magical Engineer Frank. Frank, are you up there? Yes. Thanks for joining us here. We're going to empower you. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about this research that I came across regarding depression signs. You'll be interested to know what it's linked to. Also, I do apologize. We have no quack report tonight. You know what, Frank? Frank's like, what? no quacker. I know, it is one of those milestones, isn't it? Well, there was just nothing, Frank, that I could find to put in the quacker that I'd want to put in. You know, I'm so sick of the COVID. I'm so sick of the political thing. I'm just so sick of it all. So, you know, I just said, you know what, I'm just not going to include that stuff because we've all heard it. And, you know, if there's something major, I'll definitely include it. But not today. There wasn't anything today. It was the same old stuff. Well, no, I'm... Frank, behave yourself over there. All right, so we're not going to have a quacker, but we have a loaded show. How's that? We have lots to talk about. We have lots to talk about. And, you know, before we get to all that great stuff, it's time for the devotional. And got to give God all the credit every day, all the time. So the devotional puts us in Isaiah 33, and it says, "And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strengthen the strength of salvation, and fear of the Lord is his treasure." Yeah, fear of the Lord. Now, where's America's fear of the Lord? And when we get that back, guess what? We get the Lord's hand back. When we get the Lord's hand back, we get protection from the nonsense that we've been experiencing. I mean, the total mental illness nonsense is what I call it. Just totally, totally crazy stuff. So when this nation gets back to the Lord, seeks his face and repents, that's when you're going to see some resolutions to all that. So please, mind the time. It grows short. And, you know, and so we're not going to do the quack report, so we're going to just jump right into our first segment of the show, which is the depression topic. Now, according to new research, there are some landmark signs that would signal a person going to, you know, experience depression. And apparently it's very common for people with heart disease to experience depression. I don't know if you've ever known anybody, Frank, that had maybe bypass surgery or something like that, and they were in the hospital for cardio issues. They tend to get depressed. And it's and the nursing staff knows this. They know that the patients are going to go through this phase of depression. Now, it's estimated that about 4.4% of the world's population has depression, and which is, you know, is the leading cause of disability. Right. So let's see what else they discovered now in this new study that we can resolve all these issues, maybe the natural way. This is a study that was in December 2020. It was a study from the Utah Southwestern Medical Center in which they claim to have discovered new insights about our risk of, you know, having, you know, depression. And this was a longitudinal study, and this means they kind of bridged the gap, and they went all over the place and got they went back and got old study data and compared it to new stuff. So it was an extensive study, and it primarily did though focus on patients with heart disease though. So the research reports a previous study that wound up in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry that there is a link between depression and inflammation disease. Now, they are linking inflammation to cancer and all kinds of stuff. So I'm like, whoa, you know, okay, so now depression is linked to inflammatory disease. Now, the research reports other previous studies in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, of course, and most heart patients have inflamed blood vessels. That's pretty normal. You got heart disease, you got inflammation of the blood vessels. Also mentioned was this article in the Journal of Maturity in which menopause symptoms were predictive of depression. Menopausal. So the Dallas Heart Study now in the year 2000 seemed to have tracked thousands of participants that showed this link to depression. And it seems that thousands of patients were evaluated in these studies, and the same correlation appeared. Inflammation equals depression. So there is also research over 20 years ago in which drugs, they said, that promote inflammation also cause the patient to become depressed. Here's a quote from Samara Huckle-Yale. She's a Columbia University Brown Lab, UT Southwestern. She said, "This study suggests that we could predict or diagnose depression based on inflammation scores. Eventually, we may be able to offer therapies designed to target the inflammation to address depression." Well, let's look at the menopause and depression link, because in the past, the studies focused on, you know, the symptoms of menopause, you know, the hot flashes, night sweats, the sleep disturbance, and so forth. But one study looked at other symptoms, such as vaginal dryness and low libido. And sure enough, they said that there were links to depression. Now, the Dallas Heart Study showed that menopause women were quickly classified as psychological or for the sexual symptoms, as well as vasomotor, your heart disease, which are all tentacles, they say, to depression. No surprise, you know, that the menopausal women are often prescribed, guess what? Antidepressants. Here's another quote from Michael Jai. He's an author at Utah Southwest Medical Center, and he says, quote, there are very different cultural and ethnic experiences around menopause, so it was really important for us to gather as a diverse sample of women. So, and also this is from Sydney Singletary, also at Utah Southwestern, said, recognizing patterns in who is most likely to develop depression is really important to help guide our screening efforts. Guiding those efforts. Well, you know, it's kind of really interesting to me what you can find in these medical literature journals and how they are focused on data that will help them diagnose patients, but they know nothing about how to reverse the disease, but only to simply mask the symptoms with their medications. So there is really nothing mentioned in these articles about how to resolve the inflammation. So if inflammation is, you know, causing depression, hello, look at the inflammation. So inflammation is an indicator that there is significant imbalance, and it's something that the patient is doing to cause it, usually. Whether it's, you know, their profession, you know, their work, maybe they're working around, I don't know, toxic chemicals all day long. Or maybe it's their diet or the medications they're on. Medications can, you know, ping up inflammation. Or how about environment? The environment can be the culprit, you know. What do you got in your house? They've come out and they've recalled carpet and laminate flooring for all kinds of issues. So we got to get at the cause of the inflammation. And you know what? I love to use herbs to help balance the systems, because sometimes modern medicine really doesn't know what the cause is. And very few doctors will do what I call lifestyle assessments. Now, I think I like to use, you know, for the inflammation, I like to use willow bark and meadowsweet, very, very gentle herbs to help with inflammation, not hard on the organs. You know, like if you do the over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, they're really hard on kidneys. So I like the herbs. They're very gentle. They don't cause more problems, and they do address inflammation. And also, you know, you want to work on uncovering the trigger of the inflammation. So sometimes the trigger could be, you know, overuse of, you know, alcohol or some medications you're on, or even some other item that you use fairly regularly and the body doesn't like it. So inflammation can get our hormonal system off balance, and it can also cause disruption in your cardiovascular sector. So if you want to address these things in a natural way, you may want to give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a free product catalog they can send you, and you may be able to discover, you know, what it is that, you know, is ailing you. Maybe the doctors can't figure it out, but maybe you can. So they have in their catalog, you'll see a heart section. They have cardio strengtheners there. These are herbs that strengthen cardio. There's anti-inflammatory herbs like the willow bark and meadowsweet, and they have it in an extra strength version. They also have herb formulas to help balance the endocrine system, which is the system that manufactures hormones for you for your particular time of life, so that you get the right balance. And, you know, give them a call. I mean, you get a free product catalog and look through it. Their toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. You can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And seriously, I mean, take the power back. This could be where your healthcare options are endless for you. Take advantage. They do have a Christmas sale going on. So it's 35% off orders of $50 or more. With a, the, you have to use a coupon. It's XMAS20, XMAS20, but the sale does end on December 26th, and restrictions do apply. So you want to be aware of that. So give them a call if you have questions, or send them an email off their website. But do get in gear and start taking the power back, because you want to get off that hamster wheel of prescription drugs that, you know, typically cause more problems than they sought resolve. I don't like drugs for life. I don't think that's normal. I don't think that's natural. I don't think that's a cure. You know? Always ask yourself what somebody's recommending to you. Is this going to strengthen you or weaken you? And if you're getting side effects and secondary diseases, that's what a side effect is. Otherwise, your doctor couldn't prescribe a drug for it. That's not a strengthener. That's not going to strengthen your body. That's not going to do it. To me, that's malfeasance. That's bad. But hey, that's the system. So it's up to us to change the system, isn't it? And I think more people are becoming awake as to natural solutions for everyday problems. And God bless them. You know, because I don't think God expected us to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. No, no, no. On the contrary, he says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations right under our noses. So why aren't we using them? Well, because of the system. The system is telling us something different. The propaganda coming out of there. I mean, I think healthcare is great for anatomy and trauma care, but they're not perfect and they don't know everything. And there's a lot of fraud, obviously, now in medical science, which is really disturbing a lot of ethical physicians who have come out and said so. And we just, last week, Frank played for us. Thank you, Frank. Dr. Peter McCullough, a cardiologist at Baylor out in Texas, really highly regarded cardiovascular medical hospital. But he was with the, he was there because Senator Johnson invited him to come to a hearing there in Washington, D.C., about, you know, options for therapeutics for COVID. And he was just saying how you know, he was just really distraught of the fraud coming from the medical area. So, and I've been saying that for years, haven't I, Frank? Yeah, I've been saying it for years that, you know, the medical journals produce a lot of fraudulent papers. And people are being treated with stuff that's not true. Think about that. Think of the impact about that. Your doctor reads something, let's say, in the Journal of JAMA or the Lancet Journal. Let's say it's some sort of new therapy for heart disease, congestive heart failure. And your doctor goes, hey, that sounds great. And so he decides to prescribe that for his patients. Little does he know, there's a problem with that research. And, of course, who pays the price? The patient. The patient. Really, the ethics in medical science have been kind of, you know, watered down. There's no punishment for these folks. If you don't got any punishment for these folks in the medical research area, then they can just write whatever they want. You know, sort of like, you know, the mainstream media. They can publish and say whatever they want until there's a punishment of some sort. See what I mean? Yeah. All right. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. You'll be surprised how empowered you are with the right formulas and the information how to use them. You know, sort of like you hear guys saying, you know, it's all about the tools. Oh, yeah. And it is. It is. I agree with them. It could be all about the tools, you know, getting things done, building, cutting grass, whatever it is you're doing. It's all about the tools. Well, the same thing with herbal formulas. It's all about the herbal formula tool. And if you want a game changer, you want a professional strength formula, then you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They sell to practitioners, but guess what? They'll sell to you, too. So you can jumpstart your health quest with them. Give them a call, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. All right, we're going to jumpstart our little segment for the next part of the show. We are going to be talking a little bit about our elderly. Bless their souls. I miss my grandparents. You miss your grandparents, Frank? Oh, I miss them every day. They were great. They were a World War II generation folk. You know, and there was nothing they couldn't get done. And there was no sacrifice they couldn't, you know, do in order to get something done. They were just that kind of folk. Their mindset was just like, you know, you can do anything you put your mind to. And they were just, you know, level-headed, sound-minded folks. And I want to talk about our aging population, because there's this report out of the University of Geneva, Switzerland, that was saying our aging population is growing, which, you know, it kind of had the slant or the tone, the undertone, that that's not a good thing. They don't want an aging population, it sounded like to me. So they were showing the life expectancy for the aging growing population has grown. But the additional years, they said, that these people were spending wasn't good. They weren't in good health. Okay. Well, duh. You know, there's very few people that, you know, are living to their fullest, going full steam ahead until the day they drop dead. Most people wane. You know, they go into decline. But so the Swiss population is growing, but it's with people, they say, past their prime, not in good health. And so this is kind of being viewed as a liability by this country. That's not good. So you can tell a lot about the character of a country, but by how they treat the most vulnerable in their society. That would be the unborn and the elderly. Children, obviously, you know, little babes, children, and the elderly, the frail. That's when you can get a picture of the mentality of a culture. When they want to knock off, you know, the elderly and children. It's despicable. So the New World Government mindset is that as people age, they need to retain a certain level of health and social productivity, I guess, in order for society to allow them to live on. That's the theme of this report. And they need to retain a certain validity to society. In other words, they have a due diligence to provide to society as they age that they're still productive and they're not shirking their duties and they're not dead weight. And I'm not kidding you. This was the vibe of this report, which really pissed me off. Sorry, Frank. You can block that out later, but I was really not happy. So so they need, you know, they're saying, hey, you old folks, you need to retain a certain level of productivity and validity to society as a whole. And when you don't, you lose your value. Yeah, that's what the report said. Your value drops. So we're going to take a look at what's developing and what governments intend to do when the elderly have supposedly devalued social scores. This is really a sick mindset, Frank. Are you not upset by this? I am. I think everybody that's close to the Lord and loves their parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles that are, you know, getting older, I think this would make you mad. Certain vectors. Now, in the case of the Swiss, they say an older population, they find that there's this segment of their society not aging well and who have, you know, post their prime kind of thing. So they're worried that, you know, a lot of these folks don't have adequate funds to pay for their health care costs. And in Switzerland, they have this universal health care regulated by the Swiss federal government, you know, sort of like the UK. And this means that the Swiss are mandated to have private insurance the moment they're born, and anyone staying 3 months or longer in the country also is required to pay for insurance. So if it's not the UK where the government runs the program, it's the Swiss that says, okay, you got to prove, you know, you have health insurance just like you can prove you have a birth certificate. Here is a quote from the Swiss Health Survey, an international journal of public health. They say life expectancy in Switzerland has been growing steadily for decades, but the extended years are not spent in good health and ills are prolonged in our aging population. Well, that's kind of normal, isn't it? You know? Well, let's look at the snapshot from the Swiss government. You're probably wondering, why worry what goes on in Switzerland if you're an American right now? You're probably saying, well, what does that matter? Well, you'll want to keep an eye on countries in the European Union. Switzerland is part of the European Union. They're part of the Free Trade Association, and they participate in negotiating the European Economic Area of the EU. A lot of political pressures there, and they tend to modify countries and their laws and change the landscape of a country through these associations. So according to the Swiss Health Survey, between 1990 and 2015, life expectancy changed. Women lived nearly 10 years longer and men 4 years longer. So, you know, okay, I think that's a good thing, but they're saying not so fast. Here's this prolonged morbidity thing. So what government officials and health authorities are looking at with regard to your life expectancy as you age, those extended years, the time spent in good health is okay, but the prolonged health, that's not good. Well, your morbidity is a problem. So here is a quote from Arian Demond. He's the Institute of Demography and Socioeconomics at the Social Sciences over there. And he says, do we really want to see our seniors spending more years in poor health before they finally die? Well, nobody wants to see someone suffer. But you know what? Hey, you can make people comfortable as they pass away naturally, but God decides when you pass away. See, that's God's call. He reserved, he gave man dominion over the earth, but he reserved dominion of man for himself. See, so that's God's inheritance we're talking about here. Yeah, Frank says I'm entitled to suffer if I want to. Thanks. Good point, Frank. Good point. All right. So, governments and a medical... Oh, I got to go to the break. Oh, sorry, Frank. Yep. Okay, we'll get to more of this on the other side. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll free. 866-229-3663 or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
All right, we're back from the break. Rocking it out, Frank. All right, we're talking about what's going on in some of these EU countries, you know, that I think are still under the power of the elite and the central bankers. And, you know, anytime they can, you know, gain more slavery over the population, I think that's their motive. And so when you're looking at Switzerland and some of these other countries, you know, you don't want America to go that way. So you can learn from that and be aware of what's going on. So governments and medical science really are asking this question: how do we determine when is life not worth living anymore, and what should be done about it? So they want to, you know, just take, you know, the reins and push God out of the way and say, we're going to decide when people die. So the Swiss government is tracking 11 million of their citizens regarding this very issue and have been collecting data for about 25 years. And if you want control more of, if you want to control more of the population, they appear to be looking at the most vulnerable segment of society, the elderly, the socioeconomic challenged population, the unborn, and the Swiss Health Survey is taken about every 5 years. Here's a quote from Michael Orris. He's a professor at the Institute of Demography and Socioeconomic Studies. He says, we've been analyzing over 25 years of data, tracked over 11 million people, including migratory movements, and over 1.5 million deaths to ascertain how many years of healthy life expectancy the Swiss population has gained. So according to all this research and the University of Geneva in Switzerland, they put all this together, and out of the additional 10 years that women have picked up in life expectancy, they say only 3 of those years are considered healthy ones. So in other words, women, if they have their way, they're going to, you know, cut them off 7 years early. So the extra 4 years men gain, they say none were considered healthy ones. Uh-oh. So they also mention, at no surprise, that the Swiss men and women who have higher education, well, they did live longer and healthier than those who did not have college education. And may I say, money. Money answers all things, doesn't it, Frank? So, more income does help improve health status, doesn't it? You got money? Yeah. So those with college educations lived about 3 to 5 years longer, according to their results. And the lower income families, they tend to sacrifice, of course, seeing their doctors, and they opt out of all the screenings because they can't afford it. And the Switzerland screenings are really not covered by any private insurance either. So therefore, this study is saying that there is less prevention care by modern medicine, and if there's less care, there's more likely that you'll have an earlier onset of disease, and you'll rapidly deteriorate. And so let's say they build an algorithm, Frank, based on your income, your education level, and whatever else they want to plug in, and they're going to determine how long you're going to live. End of story. No. So there has been a significant shift in the attitude regarding euthanasia, Frank. Yep. So this is a kind of global development that's happening, and especially in parts of Europe. They've already started to, you know, change a lot of their policies and their laws regarding ending a person's life. So we are now seeing hospitals and lawmakers in Canada and also in the United States discuss changing the strict existing laws on euthanasia. And the Swiss have always had strict laws against euthanasia. However, when situations come down to finances, it can, you know, push even the most staunch lawmakers to the other direction. So let me give you an example. Massachusetts Medical Society. The medical heavyweights at the Massachusetts Medical Society are bent on rescinding the restrictions of euthanasia laws in the United States. Now, in September, back in 2018, they held this meeting, and they voted regarding euthanasia for end-of-life care. Now, keep in mind, this is just their policy and not legislative law, but is the first step to pressure politicians in the legislature to make changes to the current law. So Vermont's Medical Society has also taken this stance, and Vermont passed what is called the Death with Dignity Bill in 2013 to allow physicians to prescribe the terminally ill lethal doses of drugs to end a patient's life. But it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to change that little word, terminally ill, to whatever it is they want to change it to. And so California, Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and Washington, D.C. have kind of similar laws, and Montana does allow euthanasia through the state Supreme Court. Here is what Massachusetts Medical Society said. The society has rescinded its long-held opposition to doctor-assisted suicide, and they adopt a neutral agreement position. And this is done to more effectively engage with lawmakers in the legislature to debate the legality of euthanasia in the state. End of quote. So we, you know, just it's like cracking the door, get your foot in the door, you know, a little cockroach just slides in there and just poisons the well kind of thing. So we are witnessing this major shift to drop the formal ethical positions on euthanasia, and this push is sponsored by greed. I can't just say it any other way, Frank. That's what it is. You're living too long, and you're costing us too much, so, you know, bye-bye. I know that I kind of said it like it is. Now, medical insurance companies and other industries that stand to profit can actually utilize lobbyists to change these laws on euthanasia. Okay, so let's say, Frank, let me give you a situation here. Let's say, Frank, you unfortunately somehow got blood poisoning. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you two scenarios. There's Frank A and there's Frank B. Now, Frank A, you know, he's the average Joe, hardworking, blue-collar guy. And then there's Frank B, who's, you know, well-educated, has a little money. Okay? Right? Okay, so both Franks go into the hospital. Mm-hmm. And with these euthanasia laws up for grabs, let's say Frank's got Obamacare. Frank A's got Obamacare because, you know, it was free, supposedly. He thought it was free. He signed up for it. Not that you did, Frank. You're just an example, honey. So Frank A's got Obamacare, and he's got blood poisoning. He's in the hospital. Sepsis, which is blood poisoning, most difficult and expensive condition to treat. Okay, so let's say Frank, when he's in the hospital, Frank A, let's say he's 78 years old. Okay. And then there's Frank B, also 78 years old, but he's got some money. You know, he's done well. Let's say he's an architect. You know, he worked for a firm. Maybe he was a partner in the firm, sold his partnership. And he's got some money. He's got a nice little cushion. And so he's in the hospital with sepsis. Who do you suppose they're going to pull the life support on first? Well, it's going to be Frank A, isn't it? Because that's, you know, taxpayer money, supposedly, or government money supporting him with Obamacare. Right? Isn't that how it's working? Oh, it's not working that way. Oh, I thought Obamacare was free. Well, my mistake. Well, anyway, somebody's paying for it, but it may not be Frank. Right? So, you see what I'm saying here. So, euthanasia laws are going to be sponsored by greed. And that's how it is. Money answereth all things. Let's look at how they're going to calculate life. Let's say, you know, get out your calculator. What is your life expectancy based on what they think it should be based on? So we find that modern society enacts laws that prevent the beginning of life, according to abortion. And now they're creating legal ways to cut life short with euthanasia. That's what it is. So in 2016, Medscape reported that 57% of the U.S. medical physicians think changing the restrictions on euthanasia would be a good thing. Interesting. I thought these guys were to preserve life. Why do they want to end it? So 57% of your physicians say, yeah, we should end your life sooner. And 2015 Gallup poll survey said that it's a good thing. And the general public showed that they were supported by about 68%. Americans think that's a good thing. What is that? If that's the truth, what's wrong with Americans' mindset here? They're not God-fearing when they think that. I want to tell you right now. So an interesting quirk is that the American College of Physicians, they're opposed to medically assisting euthanasia. And how long they're going to take that stand is a guess, due to the American Medical Association ordered its Judicial Council of Ethical Affairs to look into making changes to the policy and the laws with their physicians. So according to the New England Journal of Medicine, the rate of euthanasia in the United States from 2007 to 2013 went from 1.9 to 4.6. And the percentage of granted request was about 76.8%. Now, in October 2017, Cambridge University analyzed the cost of healthcare compared to euthanasia and found that for the clinically ill patients, it cost a fortune with little benefit in return, costing about a little over $82,000 to $190,000 for each additional year that they lived. So, yeah, they're going to calculate what you're worth and what you're not. See? Here's a quote from the New England Medical Journal. They say, the conventional doctrine that rests on the distinction between killing and letting die, that itself has no moral importance and is invalid. Whoa. Whoa, that's scary. Does that not give a chill up your spine, Frank? I'm astounded at these people thinking like that. Well, they'll be for a living God one day, and they're going to know. Dr. Ryan Anderson at Euthanasia Prevention Coalition says, physician-assisted suicide endangers the weak, it corrupts medicine, it compromises the family, it violates human dignity and equality. Medicine is permitting tools for healing to be used for techniques for killing. And euthanasia will most threaten the weak and marginalized. Well, absolutely. That's how you can, you know, judge a culture of how they deal with children and the elderly. The weakest, most vulnerable in our society. That's how you can judge a culture. Wow. Well, here's a quote. Oh, no, I read Ryan's. This is a, you know, this is all about changing laws. And laws put everyone, changing these laws can put everyone at risk of physician-assisted suicide or euthanasia, as it can become a non-voluntary-like case where they just decide to end your life and you have nothing to say about it. Or maybe your family members have nothing to say about it. Well, if you're on, let's say you're on government health care, and you're in a, and they do the math, and you're going to cost them almost $200,000 a year, and your life's not worth that. Well, hello, here's the syringe, and that's it. End of story. That's what's going on in the Netherlands, by the way. So, in the Netherlands, the euthanasia has taken really a dark turn. And they are victimizing with non-voluntary euthanasia patients, such as children, the demented and mentally ill, elderly, and others. So people, they say, don't have a value to society anymore. Bye-bye. That's what they're saying. So the violation of their so-called safeguards over there have really led to creating what is a very much a death culture in the Netherlands. So the human body reacts to everything you put into it. So there, whether it's food, whether it's medicine, good or bad. So we really need to determine which of our healthy choices we can utilize and, you know, prevent, you know, so we can stay vital and fit and live as long as we can. And it could mean the difference of being healthy and vital in your life, or somebody just, you know, putting a needle in your arm saying, you know, you're too sick to live. Now, a lot of herbal medicines are effective, they're gentle on your system, and they provide very low risk. So I like medicinal herbs because they strengthen the body metabolically, and they strengthen the body to help balance and heal itself. Now, I'm just, you know, kind of beside myself every day, Frank, when I hear from people saying, well, can I use these so-called herbs if I'm taking XYZ and prescription drugs? Well, probably not. You know, herbs don't really coexist very well with prescription drugs. So what people will do is they'll opt to keep their prescription drugs. Well, because drugs, herbs can block the absorption of your medication, and people just don't want to let go of that. What they think is a safety net. A drug is their safety net. But it's really not their safety net if you know exactly what the drug's doing to you. I encourage people to get Shea Ellison's book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. He's a chemist that wrote about, he had a career working for the drug companies. He was a chemist making drugs for the drug companies. And it just got to the point where he couldn't do that work anymore because he knew metabolically what it was doing to people. And his book is easy to read. It's not, you know, over your head kind of language. And you'll be amazed what you can glean from it. I knew for the longest time, if you're on, you know, cardiovascular drugs, it leads you down the road to heart failure within a decade. Yeah. So it's not a strengthener at all. Metabolically, according to Shane Ellison, it'll kill you. So check out the book. I'm sure you can get it at bookstores, Amazon, eBay probably sells it. So get Shane Ellison is the author. Shane Ellison, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. Wonderful book. I have one. I interviewed him. Remember, Frank, we had him on the show. He was great. Wonderful guy. I think they call him the People's Chemist. I think that's what he's going by now. But he's not in the drug company anymore. He teaches people, you know, how to be well with foods, spices, herbs, that kind of thing. Kind of what I do, you know. A very rewarding area to be in because people will sometimes get back to you and say, hey, you know what? I'm feeling really great. And glad I tried that, you know. Well, we don't give medical advice, Frank. We just say, hey, maybe you should investigate this. Yeah? Now, I have found that the way to protect and preserve the health and function of your vital organs, to cleanse and nourish them, hey, that's gonna extend your longevity in a skinny minute. Because your vital organs protect you from toxicity. So if you take care of your vital organs, they'll take care of you. So if you're looking for a way to cleanse organs, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a full line of organ cleansing, and they show you how to do it properly, the safe way. You want to work with the system, with the body, and that way you can really cleanse successfully. So give them a call. Their number is toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. Of course, the website, The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call or check them out online. They're in the middle of their holiday sale, so you'll save 35% on orders of $50 or more now through the 26th of December 2020. Use the coupon code XMAS20. Of course, details are on the homepage, and you can use that coupon code over the phone or on your order form. If you do get a catalog with an order form, you can just write it on there. So lots of ways to save if you're thinking about cleansing, if you're thinking about pandemic kits, if you're thinking about heart attack packs, snake bite kits, herbs for pets. I mean, the stuff they got, just check it out. Get a catalog. You'll see the table of contents. Or go on their website and just see what they have there. Amazing things that will empower you for sure. ThePowerHerbs.com. Okay, we got a few minutes. What little tidbits can I creep into those few minutes? Okay, I'm just going to give you some highlights real quick here. I don't know, Frank. I think the regular influenza has just dissolved away into COVID. I think everything's a COVID. I mean, you don't hear any flu cases anymore. All you hear is COVID. But, hey, if you have a virus infection, I don't care if it's flu, I don't care if it's COVID, I don't care what it is. I have a way of getting over a influenza virus of any kind within a couple of days. And I think, Frank, you can contest to that, because I think it was last year. Was it last year? Last year. Was last year. I think it was December last year, and I got the flu, and I had it for like 3 days, 2.5 days. Actually, I got it while I was doing a show with you, and I can remember telling you, at the break, the fever's kicked in, but I finished the show, and then I went home, went to bed with my herbs, with my water, and you let the fever run. You don't shut the fever off, folks. The fever is part of your immune system getting rid of the virus. So once you lower the fever, you kind of are going to be sicker longer. And this is kind of, you know, immunity 101. Doctors should know this stuff. But people don't like fevers. They don't like to feel achy. Well, okay, but take a warm bath. It'll soothe the aches. Take your herbal formulas and drink fluids. You want to keep the fever wet. That's the secret to letting the fever run, because the higher your fever, the more antibodies are running through your system to kill the infection and get you better. So if you want to get over the flu in like 2 days, that's what you do. Herbal teas, juices, water. Stay away from caffeine. Stay away from sodas. They are too dehydrating to the system, and you're trying to hydrate. So keep the fever wet. This is what I do. Can't give you any medical advice at all, but this is what I do, and I'm over the flu in like 2 days, 2.5 days. Of course, some of the herbal formulas. Yeah, good question, Frank. What are the herbal formulas I use? I use my echinaceas. I'll use my astragalus root. I'll use my American ginseng. I use my taifu oil. Sometimes I'll use my anti-inflammatory stuff. And Sometimes the ginger and peppermint, if I feel a little nauseous, I'll use that. But definitely, I'll get in the bathtub two or three times a day for the achy, feverish feeling. And just rest. Don't go to work. Don't be on your computer. Don't be on your tablet. Rest, for goodness sake. You know, you got to rest. And, of course, when you got a virus, usually you're not really hungry. So I do a lot of fluids, light fluids. So I'll do a little light chicken noodle soup broth. And sometimes I'll let the while the soup is simmering on low, I'll take a big scoop of minced garlic and throw it in there, right, low. And so lots of garlic. And that's, you know, kind of that old wives' tale, you know, chicken soup gets you over illness. It's because garlic's in it. Grandma put garlic in it. Garlic's antibacterial, viral, and fungal. So I throw the garlic in there, and then as I'm kind of sipping on the soup, and it's cooling off a little bit, then all what I'll do is I'll throw my Echinacea Deluxe formula in there, the sinus stuff, because it's got cayenne in it. It gives the body a lot of energy and strength. And you just, it perks you up. So that's what I do. It's very basic, very simple, and I'm over the flu in 2 days if I get the flu. Everybody gets it from time to time, as especially overworked or herbalists that are workaholics like me. So sometimes you get the flu. So yeah, got the flu last year, and so that's how I get over it in just a couple of days. So if you're looking for some of the formulas I just mentioned, go to thepowerherbs.com or give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and ask them about, you know, their immune boostings, their anti-inflammatories, their sinus formula, that's the Echinacea Deluxe, their Typhoo, they have Typhoo oil. The other thing that I use is Celtic sea salt, because your electrolytes are real important for your cells. And so I use the sun-dried salt. And you'll be amazed how beneficial that is for the metabolic system and for all your cells. So if you want your cells to be strong so they don't collapse and bleed and viruses can't penetrate, then do that. And, of course, your straggliest root for COVID, according to U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health in 2012, they did a study. Your body takes zinc, coats the outer layer of your cell with it, and COVID can't penetrate your cell to make you sick. So zinc is one of those immune support herbs, and you definitely want to check that out. And astragalus root has a really high amount of zinc in it, so they have that also over there. You may like their Three Amigos pack. It's a kind of nip it in the bud thing. They got astragalus root in that one. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Yeah, Frank is the garlic man. He takes garlic, and he's over the flu if he gets it in a few days, if he gets it at all. Lots of garlic. Great, Frank. I love it. Well, I'm out of time, but don't forget, holiday sale, 35% off at thepowerherbs.com. Call for more details. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.